Daily Light, April the 30th, morning. Whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever and ever. Amen. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. But this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also are we in this world. Whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. 1 John 2, 5, and Hebrews 13, 20 and 21, 1 John 2, 3, John 14, 23, 1 John 3, verses 6, 7 and 17. Daily Light, April the 30th, evening. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding. The Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger. The Lord is not slow to fulfil his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Therefore be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. For this is a gracious thing, when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. If when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. Be angry, but do not sin. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding. Proverbs 14:29, and Exodus 34:6, 2 Peter 3:9, Ephesians 5:1-2, Galatians 5:22-23, 1 Peter 2:19-21, and verse 23, and Ephesians 4:26.